The Republican Party chair of Bexar County made national headlines when she spread this COVID-19 conspiracy theory at a rally in late May.
All of this has been promulgated by the Democrats to undo all the good that President Trump has done for our country, and they are worried. So take off your mask, exercise your constitutional rights, stand up, speak up, and vote Republican. My name is Cynthia Brehm.
A few days later, Brehm shared a Facebook post saying the police killing of George Floyd was staged. In Kerr County, Republican County Commissioner Harley Ballew called George Floyd a thug.
And somebody that dies with a cop's knee on their neck has probably done something wrong to get the cops called there.
And there's Harris County GOP chair-elect Keith Nielsen, who shared a social media post of a Martin Luther King Jr. quote next to a photo of a banana. The state's GOP establishment quickly went into damage control mode. Governor Greg Abbott called for Brehm and the chair of the Nueces GOP to step down. The state's top Republican, Texas GOP chair James Dickey, also called for them and officials in three other counties to step down. When asked how their comments affect public perception of the Republican Party, Dickey turned the focus to so-called mainstream media narratives.
It is unfortunate when individuals reinforce false narratives that have existed.
He says the actions of about half a dozen elected officials don't reflect the true values of the GOP party. But one GOP strategist says racist comments and wild conspiracies from local Republican officials could affect independent voters. And this is the group that decides most Texas elections, according to experts. And right now, polls have Joe Biden and Donald Trump neck and neck in the state ahead of November.
I think Texas is more up for grabs than ever.
Brendan Steinhauser is co-founder and partner at Steinhauser Strategies, a political consulting firm that primarily works with Republicans. He says independent voters are turned off by polarization, which has been exacerbated by the pandemic, the economic downturn, and the headline-grabbing comments from local officials. He says independents might just stay home in November.
I think they're probably at the point of just saying a plague on both your houses to both political parties, because they maybe like certain things that Republicans have done in terms of policies on, you know, job creation, economics, that sort of thing. But maybe they side with some Democrats on some issues as well. And so they're probably looking at this whole situation and saying, you know, we don't support either of you. So we might see a depressed turnout in the fall.
Even though the establishment GOP in the state has disavowed these local officials, in most districts, Republican incumbents are tied to the most prominent Republican in the country. Donald Trump has a history of racist and conspiratorial comments. Strategist Brendan Steinhauser says it might be easier for a first-time candidate to maintain distance from the president.
If you're running as your own person, you don't have that record. But if you're a member of Congress and you voted either to impeach or not to impeach, you voted to support him on policies or to oppose him on policies, right?
Back in Bexar County, Cynthia Brehm has refused to resign, despite calls to do so. She is now the underdog in a runoff primary against challenger John Austin. It could be one small litmus test for what GOP voters can tolerate, and the outcome could change the public face of one local Republican party. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Bernie.